So now we have celebrated once again this year the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. And tomorrow we observe once again the ascension of our Lord Jesus into heaven. Will we ever, in this life, fully grasp what those two historical events mean for us? Listen to the prayer of the Apostle Paul as he writes to the Ephesians in the words before us this morning. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ give you understanding, that you may know what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. In a few days, a few hours really, this chapel will be moving out of your life. For some of us, for just a little while, for some of you, perhaps for a long time. Will you miss it? I would. I truly love this chapel. Perhaps you do too, for many reasons. There's the spaciousness, beautiful organ and how it's played, the artwork. Took me a while when I watched this building being constructed, now about 20 years ago, to come to appreciate it. At first, it seemed to me its architecture was strange and senseless. But I came to understand it and to admire it greatly. When I taught visual communication, I would bring my class here to discuss the genius of the artwork and of the lighting. Oh, it's kind of a cool green out there, but a warm yellow up here. And how the morning sunlight would shine through these front windows at a different angle for the time of day and for the time of year. But it would splash colored light on the walls and on the pillars. And then, of course, there are the many concerts here and the wonderful messages of the choirs. And certainly the chapel services, where every day we are offered strength and hope and courage and forgiveness through our Lord Jesus Christ. Graduates soon to be, will you miss it? I'm blessed, and many of us are, to come back here from time to time. And it would be only a slight exaggeration to say that some people might wish to be here always, or if not here, in a church somewhere where beautiful and wonderful things keep happening around the proclamation of God's word. Consider the assurance that's offered here regularly, that God loves us. So easily said, so often said, yet profound beyond all telling. That God loves us and cares for each of us individually and personally. Jesus said, not a sparrow falls from the sky, but what his Father knows it, why shouldn't he care even more for you? He assures us that the hairs on our heads are numbered. He assures us that he knows each of us by name, and at your baptism, where you were named, he washed away all of your sins. And we're reminded here regularly how he comes to us personally and individually in the Lord's Supper with his own body and blood. He hears your prayers whenever you whisper them. He forgives your sins, and each and every one of them was paid for there on the cross. And then he sent you his Spirit by his word, and by that made you a member of his holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the company of all believers. Jesus is truly Emmanuel, God with us. He is in us, and we are in him. That's what I'm going to call this morning a narrow view, and it's tremendously comforting. But in today's reading, the apostle pulls back the camera, as it were, and gives us a broader, worldwide, a universe-wide view. And in its way, it is even more comforting. For where is that Jesus now who lives within us? We read, he is raised from the dead by the mighty power of God and seated at God's right hand, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. It's just as Jesus said before he ascended into heaven, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And we read on, and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything. And note this, for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. If that narrow view we took a moment ago, Christ with us as individuals, gives us comfort, consider this broad view, that Jesus Christ is the all-powerful head over all things for the benefit of his church, his body, and we are in that church, part of that body. That powerful head supplies his body with no less than, what does it say, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. And that includes all spiritual gifts and graces that are offered to us through his word, wisdom and goodness and truth and holiness, because through his work we are without blame in the sight of God the Father. As St. John says, of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. Will you miss this chapel? I expect you will. But remember that even though you may be leaving this chapel for a while, you are not leaving church. You are always in church. You are always taking what has been offered here in this chapel with you this summer and on into your future life. And you can turn to the Word every day, just as we do here, and find comfort in knowing that Jesus, your brother, who is in you, reigns over all things from heaven, for the benefit of his church, for you and me. And you can enjoy knowing that God's power is in your life, filling it with good and wonderful things around the proclamation of his word, as we all do God's work, which we're appointed to do all of our lives, because you and I, we are the church, we are the body of Jesus Christ, who rules all things. Thanks be to God. Let's rise for prayer. For our prayer, we use the first verse of our reading today. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ give us understanding that we may know what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. We pray this in the name of our risen and reigning Lord. Amen.